You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today I'm chatting to Susie Simons, who is from a charity called iMatter, and Susie is the founder and coordinator of this charity. Hi Susie, thank you very much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you today?
Hello, I'm really well, thank you. Really happy to be here.
Can you tell me when iMatter first started and how it came about?
iMatter first started in November 2018. I had been volunteering for about 9 years at the RNIB and things were changing and I wanted to take a course that I'd been working on to my local hospital and got in talks with the eye clinic liaison officer there and we got on great. And she said, are you enjoying what you're doing at the moment? And I was like, well, you know, they've been very good to me and I do enjoy it sometimes, yes. And she was like, well, would you consider coming to volunteer for me? And I decided to make the move from the RNIB to my local hospital trust. I wasn't really sure what I was going to be doing, but I was very passionate about the Living Well with Sight Loss course and I wanted to bring that to my local hospital. What she gave me the platform to do was to do what I wanted. So she was like, you seem full of good ideas. I will support you. Do what you need to do here. So I said that I wanted to start a support group alongside the Living Well with Sight Loss course because it was something that I'd been trying to persuade the RNIB to do, but they wanted the participants to organise the peer support, which didn't end up going very far. So they'd meet for a month or two afterwards and then it would fall by the wayside. So I decided that I would do the Living Well with Sight Loss course twice a year and that I would bring in a peer support group to go with that. But I'd agreed to do it in the 5 hospitals within my trust. And then something called lockdown happened and we got shut down. So I'd started in 2 hospitals and then March 2020 happened and we got shut down. And in April 2020, I brought the whole thing online. Well, just the peer support initially. And that really took off very quickly. So within 3 months, I was running sort of 3, 4, 5. And by the end of lockdown, we were running about 9 sessions a week because people were really desperate for connection during that time.
Where is iMatter based and what type of support do you provide to people?
iMatter became a national charity in March 2023. So we offer online Zoom events 5 times a week and each one is a different activity. So we do grief workshops 2x a month. We have a book club. We have a session called Bounce, which is sharing technology ideas. We have a choir. We do brain aerobics. We do Zumba dancing that's audio described. We do audio described chair yoga. We do inspiring speakers. We have concerts from blind musicians. We have poetry appreciation. We have cathartic creative writing. We do quizzing. We do a general knowledge and a music quiz. We do a Blindies Got Talent. So we do BGT, which is Blindies Got Talent. We do about 210 Zoom events a year. So it's very, very regular because I believe that people going through sight loss or people living with a visual impairment, they need the peer support. I believe it is the most important thing for boosting people is to be together. Last year, we did 45 in-person events in the southeast of England, from audio-described theatre, museums, sporting. We have a sports day. We go to concerts. We climb something ridiculous. We've been zip-wiring. We've done sledging. We do historical buildings.
Can anyone in the UK become a member of iMatter or even participate in any of the groups?
So iMatter is free to join to anybody over the age of 18 living with a visual impairment. So yes, you can self-refer yourself on our website, www.imatter.org.uk. And if you go to the menu, you can scroll down to membership form. Yeah, we ask everybody to become a member. And then you have access to all of the Zoom events for free. The other thing that we do, which was new last year, is that we did a couple of holidays. So we did one to Sicily last June for 6 people to come with us. And then we did a second holiday in the UK to a place called PGL in Hailsham, where we took 31 people with us, where we did ridiculous things like archery and shooting and kayaking and climbing and abseiling and axe throwing. There were 12 activities in 4 days. So we were super busy, and it was the most enabling experience of most of our lives. It was truly magical. It was just a very uplifting, positive experience for everybody. We did things that we did not think that we were capable of.
How many people do you support overall?
We have about 435 members at the moment, but we get a lot of referrals, so it's going up pretty steadily. It's very much a family of support.
In 2024, iMatter won an award from RNIB about seeing differently. Can you tell me more about this experience?
So in 2024, I won Volunteer of the Year for my work at iMatter, which I was very honoured and proud to win. It was up against lots of amazing people. And yeah, huge privilege and very, very exciting night to win that. We went to a very lavish gala dinner, which was amazing. I was very, very pleased. What can you say? I work extremely hard for iMatter, and it was very lovely to be recognised.
If anyone would like to learn more about iMatter or even get in touch, where's the best place for them to do so?
We believe that self-referral is very important to be able to advocate for yourself. So to join iMatter, you just go to our website. I have a social media representative who runs a fabulous Facebook page. So that's the official iMatter page. Our website is www.imatter, that's EYEMATTER.org.uk. Or you can phone me, I'm Susie, on 07968 722 664, and you can email me at susie@imatter.org.uk.
Thanks, Susie, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio to talk about iMatter.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And we look forward to lots more members.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.